Were you apprehensive when you went to see this?
Okay, that answered that question.
I'm a bit old to be apprehensive, am I not? Well, I'll tell you, theater reflects the world we live in, okay? And recently I've seen plays about ecological devastation, obsessive fans gone crazy. I've seen plays about bullying. So I'm always curious, no matter how challenging the subject, and pedophilia certainly is that. Mm-hmm. The playwright and director of My Fellow Creatures is Michael Rubenfeld, and he's a going concern in Toronto's theater scene. He and Hannah Moscovich, also another going concern, have formed a company called Absit Omen Theater Company, and that does edgy work. I've seen this company's work before, and it's, you know, I was primed for something gritty and intriguing and intelligent and brave, and I wasn't disappointed.
So how does he deal with the subject then?
Well, he got the idea from the newspaper. He read about two pedophiles who were sharing a cell in prison, and he went further than that, but in a different way. So we have in one cell Arthur, a middle-aged man who's been in prison for 12 years for abusing a young boy, about 10 or 11. And he says, Arthur says about the relationship, it was pure love, true love. He loved the boy and the boy loved him. He even writes the kid letters from prison, which he never sends. Hmm. So over the years, he's written these letters. And he's refused to go through the prison program to try and rehabilitate him because the rehabilitation will get him parole because he says there's nothing wrong with him.
Hmm.
In a different cell, you have a guy named Kelly, who's about 23, who's also in prison for pedophilia, and he's consumed with guilt about what he's done, and he's going through the program. Okay, now, the spoiler, folks, all those people in their cars, turn off the radio.
Yes.
I'm going to give this away because it's important to the whole point of this play. And the implication is fascinating, and it's not a theatrical pop kind of thing. Kelly is fascinated with Arthur for many reasons. The most important is that Kelly is the kid that Arthur molested and had a relationship with 12 years before. Kelly's loved Arthur for all that time, and he wants to renew the relationship. He wants to continue on the love affair in prison. Arthur wants no part of him because he's not a kid anymore. Now that's real spooky. So Rubenfeld has looked at this troubling subject from an interesting point of view. The damage is still there, but it's not like a textbook case of the kid who grows up damaged and repelled by the person who did it. It's about a person who's damaged and attracted to the person who did it. And I think both are valid.
That's in a way the compelling, as you said, the compelling thing that makes this not just a sort of a shock factor.
That's right.
But does Rubenfeld succeed in avoiding, I guess, you know, making it not a play about the crime and humanizing the crime, making it not about pedophilia, but making us look at these people differently?
I think he's done that. And he's looking at the problem, and he's looking at it off kilter. You know, a man who molests a kid, this is not love, and we know it. And I can appreciate the guy talking about it. You know, it's really a grown-up manipulating a young person who can't defend himself or herself.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if that grown-up represents the only love a kid has? And that's the situation with Kelly and Albert. Kelly and Arthur.
Yes.
So I like the fact that he's got me pondering, he being Rubenfeld, he's got me pondering these things. And because Rubenfeld has written the characters so well as flesh and blood trouble men, we're drawn into the play, and that's fine. Rather than being repelled by what we're looking at.
But it's funny too, just because sometimes when people talk about controversial plays, it's like they're championing that this is a play about a cause that's not been looked at. He's not doing that.
Yeah, at the play for what it is. It's a play about about this relationship. He's not asking you to make any value judgments. He's asking you to look at the problem, look at the situation, maybe come to grips with the reality that this is out there. This works. It's not something you look away from. I don't expect anybody to go off and embrace this problem, but it's there, and it's a different look at it. It's a different understanding of it. I think Rubenfeld has directed a terrific performance, terrific production of it. It's very taut. He's got three good performances in Terrence Bryant. He plays Arthur. He seems comfortable and he's personable. We have, as Kelly, Benjamin Clost is guilt-ridden, emotional. He's full of angst. And there is a guard named John who has a troubled marriage. And so he's a little prickly there, but that's Richard Zeppieri, mm-hmm. and he's in control. And in a way, he's drawn to these two guys because they're giving him attention. It's fascinating.
It's a fascinating play. Yeah. I guess a very short last question then is who should go see this play? Because some people might just go,
Don't go. It's produced, co-produced by Buddies in Bad Times, so that's got a particular audience. Mm-hmm. It's GOF if you like edgy theater, things that are controversial, troubling, things that will make you look at things in a different way. This is for you, and it's done well, even better.
Lynn, thanks very much.
Pleasure.